We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. Happy our version of Festivus today. It's the airing of grievances.
It's a Festivus miracle.
It is. And I have got to put myself on the Festivus list. I am going to grieve and gripe about myself because I'm an ass. I'm going to tell you why coming up here just a little bit.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
I may, by the end of the day, need a restraining order against me. I could end up just taking myself down here in the studio and beating the crap out of myself. So it's going to be that kind of day. Happy
feats
early
of strength
Festivus.
Feats of strength on yourself?
Yes. Yes. I could end up breaking something by the time it's all said and done. Bone-wise, that is. Yeah, I did something. One of those things where you know you're right and you're pounding the desk and it's like, this is wrong. And then it turns out you're wrong. You give everybody grief for nothing. And then they look at you like, yeah. Well, okay, what you got to say about that? And then you admit, you know, you're a jerk and you move on. You know what? There's more people that should do that, actually, though. That should admit they're wrong or admit they're jerks. And that don't. They figure out a way to get around it. But no, I'm going to say today that there's many things that I've done in life, but I'm a weenie. So I'll get into that discussion coming up here a little
as
bit.
As a rain blows upon him, I realize there had to be another way.
The best part about that, for those that don't know, that's a drop out of Seinfeld. The best part about that whole discussion is when George Costanza's father is saying that he reached for a doll for his son. That's what gets lost in the shuffle of that discussion.
Some people do not understand the tradition of Festivus. So the founder is Frank Costanza.
Yes.
This is the story of how Festivus came to be.
Kramer, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Well, that must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
That's the part that gets lost. He goes from reaching for a doll to raining blows upon the guy, and the doll was for his son. It was a girl doll, and so that's where it all began. And basically, it's the airing of grievances, feats of strength, and what have you. So I don't think the feats of strength are coming today, but nevertheless, it's one of those kind of days. So we open up the phone lines. We open up the phone lines. And we say, we'll start out with your grievances in the sporting world. We will expand them to your own life coming up later on. But today is the airing of grievances of Festivus. So if you got one and you want to bring it and you want to vent and you want to get going and you've had something on your chest you just want to get riled up over, today is the day to let it all hang out. That's it. Today is the day to let it all hang out. That simple. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Since this portion of the program is going to be sponsored by one of our good sponsors, I might as well tell the story real quick. So my friends, I talk about Breger Chevrolet all the time because they're the official vehicle for the Bill Michaels Show live from Radio Row in Minneapolis. So I take my car over there and I get serviced, and Glenn, who is in the department back there, Glenn's always taking care of me. He's always a great guy. I always say, go see Glenn. So I took the Chevy Tahoe over, And I said, hey, guys, I've got this new motorcycle trailer. When I plug it in, the lights aren't working. So something's wrong with the trailer hitch. Okay. So they said, oh, you blew a fuse. You got a fuse out in the car. They replaced it. 3 days later, I drove the trailer back and forth. No problems. Next day, we get a little bit of rain. Fuse blows. I'm like, what the hell, you know? So I go back over. I'm like, guys, there's a short in the car somewhere, you know? Okay, they do it, replace the fuse, think they have it. Okay, they go through the wiring harness bit by bit. They tape everything up. Okay, same thing. About 3-4 days later, I'm using the trailer. Trailer's fine. The next time I go to use it, doesn't work. So finally, I'm just getting mad. I'm like, what the hell? I keep coming in. You're not charging me, but this is a lot of time. And you're taking care of me and give me a car. And they're doing everything they can. Everything they can. I'm like, come on. So it happened again. So I'm like, that's it. I'm bringing a trailer. I'm bringing a car. Everybody else is fine with driving my trailer and my car around. I can't get this fixed. This is stupid. Got to be something you're doing. You're not looking. The whole time he kept saying, are you sure it's not the trailer? I'm like, no, the trailer's new. It's brand new. No, I've had other cars hooked up to it. They don't have this problem. You know, what the hell? Turns out it's a trailer. So, I go in yesterday. I'm like, this isn't right. Fix this. Come on. They're like, we've done everything, Bill. We're going to go over every wire from beginning to end. We'll check it all. Turns out it wasn't even their vehicle. It was the trailer that I had. Underneath the trailer as you're driving, where the wiring is, it's rubbing against the frame, and it kind of frayed enough to where it was arcing against the frame, and it blew the fuse, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. And they were right. I was wrong, and I was an ass. So I'm throwing myself under the bus.
Go!
I was that kind of guy. Oh, what a jerk I was.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Yes, it is. That portion of the program and that story brought to you by Brager Chevrolet, the official vehicle for the Bill Michaels Show, live from Radio Row in Minneapolis for Super Bowl 52. We're going to be there, and we want you to come along with us, or at least take a listen with us, because we're going to have a lot of great guests, a lot of good interviews, a lot of fun up there. We always do during Super Bowl week leading us up to it. But make sure you go over, and if you got anything, you know, just go over and give Glenn a hug. Just go say, hey, Bill Michaels told me to swing by and just give you a hug. Can we give you a hug? And Glenn will pass out hugs. He's kind of a nice old dude. So just go over and give him a hug. All right, let's get to it. Martinez in Port Washington. Martinez, how you doing today, man? Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show.
Good morning. Hey, before I say what I got to say, Merry Christmas to everybody at the staff and even the people I'm mad at.
There you go.
I've been waiting for this for a long time. My thing problem is with the people that did not want the Bucks to stay in Milwaukee, that voted not to get the Bucks because, oh, I don't come down to the stadium. Oh, I don't go to the games. You fools, do you realize if the Bucks would have left, how much you would lose out in your small towns? Milwaukee is a prospering city. You need your bigger cities to have the stuff you have in your smaller towns. How do you think you get all your little parks and stuff? Because the bigger cities are flourishing. If it wasn't for the Bucks and their money, do you know how dead Milwaukee would be right now? Because of the Bucks, all the stuff is building up. And you're getting stuff. We got some arcade bar that's opening up this weekend. To me, I don't understand.
I was going to say, I agree with you. You can see a lot of different growth, specifically down around the Bradley Center, but I've heard from other people in small towns, superintendents and mayors and trustees, that have all said, hey, you kept the money flowing. I mean, that's you know, even if it's something small, like getting Kevlar vests for your police department or getting new hoses for the fire department. I mean, it all matters.
Exactly. And the people say, oh, well, I don't want to pay that tax. Man, the little money that you paying, you probably spend on beer or feeding your face anyway. It's not that much. If your city don't prosper, you don't prosper. It's just the way it is. I mean, and then, like, I'm going to name them. Racine County is one of them.
Yep.
Brown County said that they didn't want to help the Bucks because, oh, they didn't help us. You don't need our help. You got the whole state that would not lose the Packers. Milwaukee got them and surrounding cities that care about the Bucks. Everybody in the state of Wisconsin loves the Packers, and they will do whatever they have to make sure the Packers don't leave. And that's a proven fact.
Yep.
So to complain and say that you don't need it, I don't go to Admiral games. I don't want them to be gone. I don't go to Packer games. That don't mean like, oh, because I can't get Packer tickets, I want the Packers gone. It's stupid to even think like that. And to me, you are idiots and fools if you still think that way, because there is still people that feel that they pay taxes and they shouldn't have to pay taxes for a stadium they'll never use anyway.
Which, by the way, Racine County didn't mind welcoming Foxconn down there, did they?
No, they did not.
There you go.
Got stuff, Foxconn and everything like that.
All right.
Have a good one, bro.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. I don't know if he's going through the drive-thru or his boss is listening and just radioed him and said, hey, get back to work.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
But regardless, there you go.
That's a great way to start this Festivus tradition.
That's what it's all about.
That's what we're looking
that's
for
what
today.
It's all about.
Complain, complain, complain.
Yeah, that's it.
Especially in a week where the Packers season is over with, and we've got two weeks of nonsense.
2 weeks of games that, for the guys that are playing and guys that are trying to make a name for themselves and guys that are playing for jobs for next year, it means a ton.
Sure.
In the grand scheme of standings and such, and you know, for fans, it just means a chance maybe to go see your team or play or go see if they can knock out the Vikings or what have you. But beyond that, it's...
Well,
it's not what we're accustomed to when it comes to being a Packers fan.
The Packers got it right again. Devontae Adams will not be playing this week.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't.
Thank you.
I wouldn't.
He shouldn't play the rest of the year. He should be done these last two games. Shut him down, too.
With. Completely agree with.
Not to mention you're going to have to pay this guy. The last thing you need is another concussion in the next 2 weeks in a meaningless game. What's the point?
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. For a John and Franklin when we come back, so stay tuned. You'll be first out of the chute. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. If you've got something to grieve about, if you want to vent, whether it's sports-related, we'll get into the other stuff coming up. Just give it to us. Anything in the world of sports. Anything. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on alonesbykip.com, toll-free talk line. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. They've got something for everybody, whatever gathering it happens to be, whether it's work-related or it's family-related, it's tailgate-related, it's big party-related. They've got something for everybody. Go to CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Festivus, your grievances, next.
A new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. A new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. It's a Festivus type of day. The airing of the grievances for many of you throughout the upper portions of the state of Wisconsin, probably from about Sheboygan North. You got the Great White Death you're waiting on.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
There you go.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Yep, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, there's a lot of people expecting the Great White Death. It's a coming. It's a coming, my friends. So usually you kind of look across the state. You go from, you know, Milwaukee over to maybe Madison. It's not going to be terrible, but as you go north, you go through Portage, maybe all the way over to Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, the Dells, Toma, La Crosse. The further north you get, the worse it's supposed to be, depending on... you know, where this pathway cuts. So, and then obviously our friends over in Minnesota, Minneapolis, maybe even in like you're listening to us in, say, you know, Dubuque, they might get a little bit. If you're listening down there, Decorah over in Iowa or Preston in Minnesota, I should say. So there's going to be a big swath of snow coming through. But at least in the area that we're at, it went from being a winter storm, which about a week ago looked like we could have this big white Christmas. It's coming. And instead, it's just going to be really cold. We're going to get a dusting. It's going to be really cold. So anyway, but that being said, it is a Festivus for the rest of us. If you've got a grievance and you want to air it, now's the time to do it. Let's go to Brandon listening to us in New Glarus. Brandon, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Well, I want to talk about the cyclical nature of good football programs.
Okay.
How annoying it is. All right, so you got the Patriots, right? And the Patriots are a good team. They've been a good team for a long time. It's a dynasty football team. So, of course, where all the good college players want to wind up with the Patriots. But it's worse in college ball in Alabama, where it's open recruitment. It's the kids choose where they want to go, and they can sign as long as they're good enough to sign there. So you got Alabama football, who has the number one team in the country consistently. It's always in the college football playoff conversation. And therefore, let's say you're the number of 1 through 5 tight end or quarterback or this or that offensive lineman. Where do you want to go play? You want to go play at a place where you're going to get noticed because like 25% of kids in college ball, only that many make it to the NFL on any level.
Right.
So, of course, you want to be on a platform where you're going to be noticed and someone's going to take notice of you and try and sign you for NFL. So that leaves teams like, you know, everyone else in the SEC.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you can't drop that. By the way, speaking of that, yesterday's ranking class was Georgia. Georgia came out number one. They signed 18 players, 6 five-star recruits, 10 four-star recruits. They went into the day yesterday ranked third by many, and by the time they walked away, they were ranked number one overall by everybody. Texas actually ranked number two yesterday. Miami was ranked high. They ended up at number three. Penn State walked away at number four. Clemson walked away at number seven. Ohio State ended up overall. Many seem to think, depending on who you look at, they were either number two or number eight. They lost out on a couple of players, mainly Carmen, Emory Jones, and Jaden Woodby. Those three guys, they couldn't hold off Georgia's threat. Did you see all the different stuff that was going on between Dabo Swinney and Urban Meyer as well? Holy mackerel. Dabo Swinney's going into some of the recruits that Ohio State was after, telling them that Urban Meyer is ready to retire, and that's the rumor, and that he's walking away from the game. You're not going to be playing for Ohio State. And man, just some really, really just crappy undercutting, so to speak. So it's interesting because it all kind of came to a head yesterday. The rumors got out, and boy, it got ugly. I was watching some of the college football stuff last night. Got ugly last night. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
You too, pal. What's up?
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
I take exception to the guy that a call or two ago, where he talked about the state of Wisconsin being totally supportive of the Green Bay Packers. And that is true, but not necessarily financially. When Green Bay did the stadium renovation and added the beautiful atrium and everything else that they had there, that they were trying to get other people to help with paying for it, but nobody stepped up. Brown County took on 0.5% sales tax. The rest of the state did not. Not even the immediate counties around there, Outagamie, Winnebago,
yeah,
Shawano, and the rest of them. None of them. And not that I have a problem with it. I bought several cars during that time, so obviously I enjoyed having to pay extra for them because of the stadium. But I love the Packers all the way back to when I used to caddy for some of the guys up in Winston and Horning and Thurston. So, but to say that, you know, we need to step forward for the Buck Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we're doing it, and I'm a fan, but just making that point clear that the rest of the state did not fund the Packers.
Right. Yeah. It was the money was used. I appreciate the phone call. It was, if I remember correctly, it was a sales tax, which it paid for. Believe it or not. Now get this. That stadium renovation back then was $295 million. The money that was used, it was for $160 million, if I remember correctly, in a bond for the total renovation. And the sales tax, oh boy, that was what, 2000 maybe, I think? It wasn't a huge swing either. I think it was pretty close. But it was a high, high voter turnout. That I remember. But it was for what they did. The renovation added the atrium, remember? It added, what was it, 7 to 10, 12,000 seats to Lambeau Field. And it was a I can't remember how it worked, but the bottom line was, yeah, it was only Brown County. And but my point being is that they, those voters, paid for that renovation. And look at that stadium. Look at how beautiful that stadium turned out. And how well they did it. As opposed to what they did for that godforsaken giant toilet bowl hunk of crap down in Chicago that they paid almost $700 million for. It just, it still blows me away what the Packers were able to do versus what the Bears did. It just blows me away. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Eric listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Eric, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I got something I want to bring to your attention, and obviously you and Radio Joe and a bunch of other people talk regarding Ted Thompson. I'm a registered nurse.
Okay.
I've worked in ER medicine, CCUs, EDs. I truly believe watching Ted in the last 16 months, last 3 years, especially the last year, his health has declined incredibly. Where I see some of that is his interaction with the press. He's not as visible on the sidelines. He's not as visible in the press room. And I think where the exclamation point really came down was when Martellus Bennett was let go and poor Mike McCarthy was left out there to hang to dry, and where was Ted Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what has truly happened is that even listening to him talk in the last 4 to 6 months, I've noticed a decline in his ability to grab words, his ability to comprehend, and what little bit amount of time that he has spent talking to the press and people. I've noticed that with him on the sideline, people don't seem to be gravitating towards him quite as much. And I was wondering if you have seen any decline in that. Obviously, you are far more averse than that. But as far as the physical aspect, I think where some of Ted Thompson's deficiencies that we are seeing now are based on where his health is at. And I think maybe that is why we're seeing what we're seeing right now.
That's a good call. Appreciate the phone call. Look, it is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Okay? It's something that... Okay, cards on the table. Do we talk about it in the media? Yeah. We do. I think we've all looked at him and said, there's just something a little off. Maybe it's just age. I mean, I don't know. You try to be delicate because you really try to take into consideration what you think and what is the truth. Okay? Because that can become misconstrued. You try to be as respectful as you possibly can. But have we all noticed it? Yeah. We all have. The way he gets around. Now, Ted's aged. Okay, I know, Ted, I don't know if it was a knee or a hip replacement, but Ted had that not too long ago. So, that I know. So, you know his mobility isn't the same. You know, I mean, I've seen him walk around Lambeau Field. I've seen him walk around upstairs. You know, I know he hates that people talk about it. That I've heard as well. But is it something that we in the media talk about? And look, has there been a time where we've kind of nudged each other and go, my God, you know, is he okay? Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know if that's because of his health or because he was traveling and he just got back from a long night in a red-eye flight from scouting somebody down in Texas. I don't know. I'd be erroneous to say. But do we guess? Yeah, we guess. You never want to make that an issue. You really don't. I know that the Packers are extremely protective of that. Because you want to keep a person's job and dignity versus what may or may not be going on behind the scenes. It's just a respect thing. But I would be lying to you if I said, oh, no, nothing's changed. Of course it has. Of course it has. To what extent it affects the mind and the ability to govern the team, I don't know. Do I question it? Yeah. Again, I'd be lying to you if I wasn't. If I said no. Coming up after the bottom of the hour here, Matt Velasquez, the Bucks beat writer for the Journal Sentinel, going to join us. Going to talk a little Bucks basketball. We're going to continue airing the grievances. I promise. Stay tuned. KJ, we're going to get to you coming up here in a little bit. Stick around because we're going to air some more grievances. But, yeah, I wanted to make sure I didn't want to ignore your question or at least your statement because I think I'd be lying to you if I did. So, again, stick around. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show talking to Bucks basketball. And what does this team need to do now to handle success? because they haven't handled it very well in the past. Their track record doesn't speak very highly of them. We'll get into that discussion coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Usually, in a situation like that, we usually give away the game. But I think we did a great job just staying to the game, believing in ourselves, and just playing together.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. The words of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Trying to build on success after knocking off the Cleveland Cavaliers the other night. Now Charlotte with back-to-back. Can they get a couple of wins and sustain it? History will tell you this team has not handled success very well in recent history. Going to talk more with Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel coming up here in just a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. Tonight, we are on the road. 6 to 8 tonight, brought to you by Bud Light. Down in Mulligan's in Franklin on South 27th Street. I'll be there. Bud Girls are going to be there. Mike Clemens is going to be there. We're going to have a good time tonight. Kind of make it your pre-Christmas party. Come on out tonight and enjoy everything we have to offer, the Bud Girls have to offer, and everything that Mulligan's has to offer tonight down there. 6 to 8, looking forward to it. Hope to see you down there as a face in the crowd. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline to talk some Bucks basketball. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Happy holidays to you.
You too, my friend. So you heard Giannis, and they had a hard-fought win the other night, but this team traditionally, at least in recent history, has not handled success very well. What does this team need to do, in your opinion, to kind of sustain this?
You know, I think that they definitely need to start out with a win. You know, Friday night, it's kind of one of those weird back-to-backs where you play the same team at home and then on the road the next day. So you know that both teams are dealing with the same conditions, the same travel both nights. But it's always harder to win on the road, especially on the second end of a back-to-back. So I think they need to take care of business on Friday. I think that involves, you know, kind of setting the pace, making sure that, you know, they're getting stops on defense and immediately turning those around into transition opportunities. Giannis and Eric Bledsoe have been really good at that, and we're really good at that in the first three quarters of that Cleveland game. And then they need to you know, make sure they can control Kemba Walker. He kind of got off against him a couple times in the first two games between these two teams. But now that they have Bledsoe, who wasn't there for those first two, you know, we'll have to see what kind of impact he makes on kind of helping control Kemba Walker at the point of attack.
So looking at this team rotationally right now, I mean, it's been kind of a weird science type of project for Jason Kidd because he's had some injuries to deal with. Obviously, they had a trade of Moose. He had to figure out productivity coming off of the bench. Do you think things have settled down?
Yeah, I think a little bit. As long as all the injured guys are, you know, able to stay healthy, there hasn't been any setbacks. You know, right now, I think Malcolm Brogdon's settled into he's not technically the sixth man because he's not always the first one who comes in, but he is getting the most minutes off the bench. He is in there at crunch time. He's one of those guys who Jason Kidd trusts to be, you know, a solid player on both ends when the team needs him. And then Tony Snell being back, you know, he didn't start the first game he was back. Matthew Dellavedova did. But Snell still played, you know, 23 minutes. You know, Delly starting in Kidd's kind of philosophy was to kind of get his minutes out of the way early in the first quarter and early in the third quarter so that Snell could be available for more high-leverage moments. And he definitely was making a three with about, you know, a minute left. That was a huge shot that the Bucks needed to help win that game. So as they are able to progress and continue to have players available, you know, it'll be interesting to see if and how the rotation changes. But for right now, it seems like just having the guys back is a huge boost to the Bucks and what they want to do.
The when we talk about the rotation of this team, also you've got some guys like you had mentioned that have been in and out. Delly's back, and then he was down for a little while. You've had different guys that have been banged up, but there's also a thought that some of these guys may not be here in the next month. How big of a deal or how little of a deal do you see happening with this Milwaukee Bucks team as the trade deadline approaches in February?
You know, I think it'll be really interesting to see what they do. They're right up against the salary cap, and they do have trade exceptions and things like that that can help them in terms of managing the money. But they'd have to, you know, depending on who they're going after, if they're going after someone like DeAndre Jordan, who is, you know, there have been rumors swirling about for about a month, you know, they're going to have to give up some, you know, some assets in terms of, you know, young talent, as well as a couple guys who are on, you know, bigger contracts just to kind of make the money close. And, you know, they might not go after a DeAndre Jordan type. You know, there are other centers in the league that can be had for less money. But I think the center position is the most glaring need, unless the Bucks decide that they're going to go more to Giannis at center, which they have done, but not for long stretches. I don't think you want to, you know, run that out there a lot in the regular season and then wear Giannis down any more than you already are, in the sense that he plays a pretty big minutes load. You know, so there's definitely the possibility of things changing over time. With an earlier All-Star break, you know, an earlier trade deadline, I mean, that's on February 8th. So, you know, it's coming up a lot sooner than it normally would.
This team has been, as we started out talking about, inconsistent. And I know that there's a discussion a lot about preparation, about the ability to prepare, about Jason Kidd. Give me that dynamic. How do you think Jason Kidd is as a head coach? And there was a lot of question early on about whether his heart was really in it. I think because he's so unanimated, I don't think people really know where Jason Kidd is in that process. Give me your assessment.
Yeah, I think you can kind of read into that, you know, a little bit and see some issues if you want to see them. I think definitely his courtside demeanor was different during that Cleveland game. You could tell he was in it. He was standing. He was, you know, waving guys on, you know, talking to the refs, doing all kinds of stuff. He definitely got up for that game. He knew how important that game was. You know, but his demeanor over time has always been the same, that, you know, he's not going to get too high. He's not going to get too low. He's going to show his players that image of calm and that he believes that they can do it, and he's not going to get all crazy. He'll talk to the refs, and he'll, you know, yell at the refs, do whatever he needs to at certain times, maybe not as much as other coaches. He's not known for getting technical fouls to, like, show up, you know, back up his players. But at the same time, you know, in Detroit, in Cleveland, he, you know, he was really critical of the refs after the game, and he had no problem taking the fine that came with that. You know, and I think when it comes to his rotations, sometimes they can be confusing. You know, it's not, when you start Gary Payton the second a whole bunch of games, if fans rightfully will have questions, you know, when you're starting a two-way player. But he kind of considered that as like a placeholder so he can keep the rest of the rotation in their proper spots, you know, and which is a debatable strategy, but, you know, that's kind of what he went with. You know, when you talk about kind of some late game decisions, he's had some interesting philosophies on when to foul and when to give fouls or miss free throws. And they really haven't come back to bite the Bucks, which implies it isn't more of a conversation, but it is something that is kind of, you know, worrisome if you're kind of taking a less optimal approach at the end of games when maybe down the road that could hurt you. So, you know, there have been ups and downs. The team is three games over 500 right now. They're right in the thick of the Eastern Conference race, and Jabari Parker hasn't even come back yet. So they're in position, generally in position for where they want to be and what they want to do. Could they have a few more wins? Sure. Could they have lost a couple that they won? For sure. So we'll have to see how they build and how they grow and where they end up, you know, as we get towards the stretch of the season.
When do we expect a decision on Teletovic, whether or not they believe he's out for the season?
Well, I don't know how soon that'll come. I think he's still taking part in the 10-day rest and monitoring period. I've seen him around the Bucks facility. He's been in good spirits. So, you know, obviously when we have someone dealing with that type of serious condition, the fact that they're, you know, he's not in a hospital or he's not on bed rest or anything like that definitely is a positive. I think it's something they'll have to monitor, whether it was an offshoot of the surgery that he had or it was something different. And, you know, they'll have their medical team decide. But I don't know if we'll have a decision soon, but we could. It just depends on how things progress during his rest time and, you know, how he feels from there and what they think is going to happen.
So the other question is Jabari Parker, and we know that he is on a fast track to come back. They really believe that it could be the next few weeks, 3 weeks, and maybe, you know, the target was the end of February, we all know, but it looks like it's going to be sooner than that. So give me your thoughts on Jabari Parker. He comes back, plays out this season. Is he here next year? Do they pay the man or what?
you know, it's really totally up in the air. I think one of the things with that early trade deadline is if they decide that there's an opportunity out there and that maybe they weren't going to re-sign him and he's not in their future and they can use him as a trade chip to somebody else, it's possible we might have already seen Jabari Parker's last game with the Bucks, which is kind of crazy, considering he was a number two pick and, you know, he's had so much promise when he's been on the court. So we'll have to see what happens. If he's not traded by the trade deadline, then, you know, and if he does play any games with the Bucks, he'll be here for the rest of the season. And then we'll have to see how he fits and how he looks with this new look Bucks team with Bledsoe in tow. If they want to keep him, the question is how much are they willing to pay or can they pay, considering that Bledsoe is under contract for next year, whereas Greg Monroe was not. So that kind of throws things off in terms of the salary cap. And, you know, they think highly of Jabari. They have and they continue to based on every conversation I've had. And so the question is, how much can they afford and what kind of moves will they make if they want to keep Jabari? Because they're going to have to make some moves. They're going to have to get off of some of the contracts that they have, regardless of what type of money Jabari is going to command or, you know, on the market, because they just don't have enough money and they're not the type of team that is going to go into the luxury tax, especially deep into the luxury tax, to sign a player because, you know, that pulls you out of so much other money and really throws off the finances a lot. So there's definitely going to be moves. The question is, will they be able to keep him or not? Right now, it's totally up in the air still, and we'll have to see how he is when he gets back.
Always good, man. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great holiday, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Matt. Talk to you soon. There you go, Matt Velasquez. He is with the Journal Sentinel, covers the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the beat writer, breaking down some Bucks basketball for you there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. They're the ones that fixed me up, got me back in the game. If you have something with the orthopedics, whether it's a shoulder, an elbow, a wrist, a knee, an ankle, whatever it happens to be, a hip, and you've been putting off surgery because of a long extended stay, don't need to, because they can get you home in as soon as a day. That's right. Call them, 855-MC-ORTHO, for more information. That's 855-MC-ORTHO. That's the Marshfield Clinic. Check out marshfieldclinic.org for all the information. The official healthcare provider of yours truly. More of the Bill Michael Show next. Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Cam Newton was rather jovial at his press conference yesterday. Tell you about that in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin beyond the borders. Location Milwaukee, Green Bay, down in Illinois, down in Chicago. And they got it going on. They can help you out with the ED, the erectile dysfunction. They have a 98% success rate there, especially this time of year. You don't want to let anybody down, you know what I mean? Partners, if that's the issue, you can call as well. Maybe help out your guy. Or the low T treatments for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, better sleep at night, feeling rested and refreshed during the day. Even on a night that you don't get a ton of sleep, you just feel better. Stuff works. If you're over the age of 30 and you start to decline a little bit, just go get checked out. Call them, 414-455-4451. Or there's the all-in-one weight loss program, and that has been wildly successful. And it works. I keep telling people, yes, it works. It definitely. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Cam Newton, I don't know if you saw his press conference, but he was asked specifically about the exchange between him and Clay Matthews during their game the other night. And it was the first touchdown of Sunday's game against the Packers. There was the kind of the video, the viral video. It was a 7-yard touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey, and the whole thing went viral. The audio picked up Matthews shouting out the defense, saying, watch the wheel route, watch the wheel route. It's a wheel route. And Cam Newton just literally looks up and starts smiling, saying, you've done your film study. You've been watching film, huh? That's cool. Watch this. And instead of the wheel route, they ran McCaffrey out of the backfield, went right out over the middle in a crossing pattern, on a what's considered to be a like a break-in route, untouched, touchdown. That's it. That's it. So I don't know if you happen to see it, but Cam Newton was asked about that yesterday and then went into the whole exchange smiling and giggling and such. And, you know, kind of just saying, hey, first of all, they recognize now that they have to change some of their cadences and what they do because it was so recognizable what they were going to do. Clay Matthews saw it coming, which is the reason Cam Newton said, watch this, gave a wink and a nod to McCaffrey. McCaffrey, instead of doing the wheel route, ran a crossing pattern and screwed everybody up and was untouched because the Packers just didn't see the adjustment, which is another area you can say, look, guys back there weren't as smart as they should have been and that they were outsmarted by Cam Newton and a rookie in Christian McCaffrey. If you haven't seen it, go just Google it. Matthews, Newton, McCaffrey, just use those three tags and you'll find it. It pops up there. But it's a pretty good back and forth between the three. Really between the two, but McCaffrey just, he ends up going to the end zone. And the only thing Cam Newton said he regretted was that the cameras did not catch his reaction, basically pointing at Clay Matthews going, told you so. Great. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.